Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We are coming up to kind of 9:10 this Tuesday morning, and we are joined in the studio by Ruth Dudman. Good morning, Ruth.
Hello.
So you're here to talk to us about Motherworks, which is the mini festival taking place at Cambridge Junction this weekend.
That's right.
And its aim is to raise awareness of the issues surrounding maternal mental health. So you're the executive producer of the product, of the project.
That's right.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the project.
Okay, so Motherworks is a programme of art and performance themed around the subject of maternal mental health and I guess our experience and relationship to motherhood more generally.
And so, and by maternal mental health, could you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Well, I guess it's kind of coming at it from quite a broad perspective. So, we're working with artists that are kind of talking about their own experiences of motherhood, but also thinking more broadly around particular issues that can be triggered around the kind of perinatal period. So through pregnancy and childbirth and having young children up to 1 year.
So it's like giving a space to those who say, do you know what? Sometimes it's not all great.
Exactly. I think a lot of mothers do struggle. I think it's, I've got young children myself and I certainly didn't find it an easy journey. But I think actually, you know, that's talked about a lot. You know, it's difficult, it's exhausting. But actually, I think the issues are potentially quite serious and very widespread. So I think it's almost the norm for mums to be at a point where they're really actually struggling and they're kind of at the limit of what they can cope with. And I think that that's overlooked and needs a little bit of attention. But as well as that sort of common experience, you know, motherhood does trigger more serious mental health problems. So things like postnatal psychosis, postnatal depression, anxiety, all of those things are quite a big issue.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, you know, it's a great thing that we're sort of like able to put something like this on. I mean, tell us, how supportive has the Cambridge Junction been in putting this together for us?
They've been fantastic, actually, and I think they're a very forward-thinking organisation. I think they're very up on the topic and the kind of need to explore that, but I think they're also very interested in the relationship between art and creativity and what that can do to support our well-being.
So the plan is, if I'm right, is to make sure that the festival serves also the most disadvantaged areas of Cambridge. Sometimes it's very easy to sort of forget that actually in Cambridge, as much as we have the beautiful colleges, that sort of lifestyle, there's actually a very different side of Cambridge. But how do you intend to make sure that the most disadvantaged areas of Cambridge are served through the festival?
Well, one of the things that we've been doing in the lead up to the festival is a project called Maternal Journal. And through that, we've been working with pregnant women and people who have young babies who have a history of sort of mild to moderate mental health problems. So we've been working with communities across Cambridge, bringing together women for a sort of ongoing participatory project, basically.
And it's that kind of like, it is open to everybody. You don't have to be a superb artist or, you know, very creative to be
not
part of this.
No.
And I guess, how's the feedback been from the people who have got involved, might not normally think to get involved in something like this?
I think it's been really, really positive. And I think people are surprised at what a difference it can make to their own sort of, their own kind of experience of mothering, really. And how people can support themselves and through those kinds of activities. But also to come and to, you know, around the festival on Saturday, the idea is that you can come and you can hear about stories where it didn't go perfectly. And that can become normalised.
Exactly. And getting rid of the idea that everything's perfect and lovely.
Exactly.
Let's make it a bit more real and truthful.
Because I think that sort of perfect image of motherhood is very pervasive and it's actually quite damaging. And a lot of people have a huge amount of expectation about what it will be to be a mother and think that they're going to love every moment of it and it's going to sort of be the most ultimately satisfying period of their lives. And then it happens and it's actually quite a different story. And that is a really big shock.
So you also have Holly McNish on the lineup. Is that correct?
So Holly McNish has been involved in the maternal journal project. So she was doing workshops with the group that came together through that. Yes, so their work and some of the work that they did with Holly will be part of the programme on Saturday as part of an exhibition.
So Holly McNish, for those who might not know, she's spoken word...
Spoken word artist and poet,
fantastic. So she's got a bit of a following. People are going to be, I mean, that's she's a bit of a draw to the festival.
Yeah, she's not performing herself on the day, but the work that they've been doing together in the project will be part of the festival. Yeah,
and just tell us a little bit more about the other highlights of the festival.
So there's quite a lot to choose from. It's a bit of a jam packed day, but. Just a few things to kind of whet your appetite. There's a show called To the Moon and Back by an artist called Anna First, which has just been on at the Barbican and is coming to Cambridge next. Anna is performing the show with her daughter, who's in her 20s, and it's a kind of conversation between mother and daughter about their relationship, about the sort of intensity of their relationship, but also about the fact that Nina was conceived through IVF, at a time when it was still sort of reasonably controversial. So it's kind of talking about that as well and about Nina's experience of that growing up as a person conceived through assisted conception. Mm-hmm. But it's a very heartwarming show. It's very touching and, yeah, it's really beautiful.
I was going to say, actually, that alone, it sounds like almost as part of the audience, it's going to be quite an intense thing to watch.
Yeah. And I think it's really special because I think often we, you know, sometimes we hear a lot about the early days of motherhood and that experience, but it's really refreshing to have a kind of a slightly later perspective. So, you know, a mother and daughter talking about the history of their relationship as adults. It's really comforting and really
fantastic stuff. I have to say, it sounds really fantastic, actually. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us morning about it. So that's Motherworks, and it's taking place on the 8th of June at Cambridge Junction. Timing wise, when do we head down?
So it runs throughout the day. The idea is that it starts at 10:30, finishes at 4. So the idea is you can come see loads of work, bring your children and your babies if you want to and you need to. They'll be totally welcome. And then you can be home in time for tea time and bed as well.
Lovely. That sounds like a perfect day. Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure. Cambridge 105.